This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Dateline Pangburn, where the city attorney says the mayor can't be forced to serve after resigning from his post. The city council refused to accept James Williams' resignation last week. Instead, the council would need to elect someone to fill out the rest of Williams' term or call a special city election. Walmart says it'll abandon its efforts to buy a South African chain if the government requires the retailer to stock a specific amount of South African products. Regulators are expected to rule next week whether the Bentonville company can buy Massmart for about $2.4 billion. A historic Pine Bluff theater where Will Rogers, Judy Garland, and Harry Houdini once performed could soon be demolished unless community organizers can raise $150,000 to repair the building's roof. The roof of the Sanger Theater is rotting, and the orchestra pit and dressing room areas have been filled with rainwater for months. Meanwhile, paint is peeling and mildew has formed on the walls and ceilings. Two Melbourne men and one from Hardy have been charged with breaking into the old Hayes flooring mill at Calico Rock. Sheriff Tate Lawrence says 18-year-old Joshua N. Spangler of Melbourne, 19-year-old Chase Hussung of Hardy, and 20-year-old Austin Douglas Carter of Melbourne are accused of entering the Calico Rock business in an attempt to steal electrical wiring. Lawrence said the three used a cutting torch to make an entry hole in the side of the building. The sheriff said as a result of previous court action, the three will likely be placed on no bond status. And Sheriff Lawrence also reported that formal charges have been filed against two Batesville men who attempted to steal scrap iron from a burned house in Melbourne. Lawrence said 38-year-old Jeff Hall Jr. and 26-year-old Matthew Henry both posted bonds of $2,500 each before they appear in court. And Sheriff Lawrence said 11 other arrests were made in Izard County last week that ranged from fighting in a cemetery to failure to pay court fines. And a relatively quiet weekend for the Independence County Sheriff's Office, although a Newark man reported his vehicle broken into. Police say 28-year-old Jason Earls had parked his pickup truck at Kennedy Park early Friday morning and rode with someone else to work. Upon his return at 7 p.m., he discovered someone had stolen a toolbox out of the back of the vehicle. Several hand tools, a skill saw, bandsaw, and a laser level were all taken, along with some cash from the cab. Total loss of personal items at about $1,600. And another Independence County man reported that he had left his vehicle at a local car dealer for a repair and discovered when picking it up that the CD player had been stolen. An employee of the car dealer said no one at the dealership had taken it. But the victim told police he thought the dealership had left the vehicle unlocked and unattended.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.